I wanted to discuss a shaila that came up with me over the summer. I discussed with many of you. I got a phone call several weeks ago from the HLA Bone Marrow Registry telling me that I was a match for somebody who was suffering from leukemia, and that they asked that I help save a person's life by donating bone marrow, or actually what they were really looking for was my stem cells. It's a little bit of a different process. So I said, sure, what's the process? What do we have to do? So they said, well, the process involves, they want your stem cells, so what we have to do is, you have to get shots 4 days in advance of the actual transplant. The first day that you get your shot, you have to go into the hospital and be monitored by a doctor in case you have some sort of strange reaction. I was talking to someone who did this, told me they had a very unusual reaction to it. Most people have absolutely no reaction, or very minor reactions, but you know, that has to be monitored by a doctor. And then days 2, 3, and 4, we'll send a visiting nurse to your house, and they'll administer the shots. And then day 5, you'll get your 5th shot, and you'll do the procedure. Fine, wonderful. So I said, okay, what day are we aiming for? So the woman at the registry said that the day we're looking for is Wednesday, August 17th as the donation date. So I said, Wednesday, August 17th. So I quickly did the cheshbon. That would mean my first shot would be on Saturday, August 13th. Saturday, August 13th, almost every Saturday falls out on Shabbos. So that would mean that I would have to go into the hospital to get my first shot on Shabbos. So my first question was, can we just push it up by a day? You know, we'll do it August 16th. It's not so posh. A lot of things have to work out. Everyone's schedule has to fit. So my shaila was, obviously I'm gonna do it anyway. I'm not gonna not do it. You have a chance to save a life. But obviously the shaila was, I was planning on being home that Shabbos. As it turns out, I wasn't home that Shabbos anyway for a different reason. My sister made a bris that Shabbos. Baruch Hashem, thanks. But the shaila was, should I dafka? Now at that time we thought that the transplant was going to be in either Cornell or Mount Sinai. It was going to be in Manhattan. So the shaila was, do I have to take out a hotel room in Manhattan somewhere near the hospital so that I won't have to be mechal Shabbos in order to go and get the shot, or can I say that I'm going to say it is pikuach nefesh, it's docha Shabbos. Maybe I can call a taxi before Shabbos, have the taxi pick me up on Shabbos morning, and go in then and get the shot, you know, by taking a taxi to the hospital, and you know, violate Amir La'akum in order to save the person's life. So that was the shaila that I had. So just in general, there are a few general issues that have to be discussed before we even get to the Shabbos shaila, and that is just the general issue of, is one mechuyev? Let's say a person, I know someone else, someone in my shul came over to me and told me, one person in my shul actually had leukemia and was saved by a transplant, and you know, said like it's the ultimate act of rishus for someone not to donate if they have the opportunity to do it. And then another person in my shul came over to me and said, yeah, I was called back, but I was scared. I was scared by the shot, so I didn't do it. I said, just do me a favor. You don't talk to that person and tell them. But is it a chiyuv? Are you absolutely a chiyuv to do this? So there is it a mitzvah? Now, the information they give you is very minimal. They only tell you the age and gender of the person. They don't tell you whether the person's a Jew or a non-Jew. And they don't tell you any more details. They just tell you the age and the gender of the person. So obviously the Torah places a major premium on the value of human life. We're learning Sanhedrin this year, Sanhedrin, Tafai, and Dalit. We're allowed to violate any issue in the Torah in order to save a human life with 3 major exceptions. We have a requirement of L'samar al-dam re'echa, that if you see someone about to die and you have the ability to save them, you must save them. It's an absolute requirement to save a Jew. However, when it comes to non-Jews, when it comes to someone who's not a Ben Bris, so the Pasuk says, Lo Samar Al Dam Reyecha, Gemara Darshan's Reyecha, but not a non-Jew. There's no such issue of Lo Samar Al Dam Reyecha when it comes to someone who's not a Jew. So when it comes to saving non-Jewish lives, Chazal were much more ambivalent, Sanhedrin also, Dafnan Zayin, and Chazal say that Lo Malin V'lo Maridin, a much more sketchy kind of attitude toward the saving of lives. Now, Rav Moshe and Etshuva, we've discussed before, in Or Chaim Simon Chafhei explains that nowadays, in our times, in our society, it's absolutely imperative that we save non-Jewish lives also, because if we were to deny treatment to non-Jews, that would be a complete, such discriminatory policies would come back to haunt us in a major way, and would end up costing Jewish lives also. It would be a complete disaster for the Jewish community. So of course, we're even Mechal Shabbos to save non-Jewish lives as well. Rav Moshe is speaking in the context of a doctor. Now, This may be a little bit different, because by a doctor, you have a responsibility as a doctor to go and help people and cure people. When they call you up to be a donor for somebody, you have every right, and plenty of people either don't even register in the first place, or if they do register and found out that they're a match, plenty of people say, no thanks, I'm not interested, I'm afraid of shots, whatever it is, I don't know this person, why should I go through the trouble? And it doesn't turn out to be, there's no one that keeps records of how many Jews denied and how many non-Jews denied. It may be a very different kind of situation. Now, in general, when you... to what extent are you required to put yourself through discomfort or perhaps even suffix sakana in order to save another person's life? So suffix sakana we've discussed in the past. That's a major machlokas. Beis Yosef and Chosh Mishpatzim Tav Chavav quotes from the Gos Maimonios that you even are mechuyev to risk your life to save another person's life. The Sma says none of the Rishonim quote this halacha. It's not discussed in Shulchan Aruch. Doesn't think that it's true. In fact, the Radvaz writes, if you risk your own life to save somebody else's life, you're a chassid shaita. It's a moronic thing to do. It's an absolutely silly thing to do. But that's only when there's suffix sakana. I asked, what are the statistics? They said this shot sometimes can cause pain and can cause achiness. And I said, statistically, how many people has it killed? So they said, zero. We have four people of the thousands and thousands of people who got these shots, it's called Neupogen shot, four people had their spleens bleed. Two of them needed their spleens removed. But that was it. None of them died. And that was, obviously if your spleen is removed, that's a big deal, but none of them died from it. It's a very, very minimal risk kind of thing. So is a person mechuyav to do something that is that's not going to cause even a suffix sakana? So it would seem that it would really depend on how much pain is caused. When it comes to something, let's say you have the ability to give blood, we've discussed in the past, and there's a person that's mutal lefanav that requires your blood, so that's such a minor amount of discomfort that of course you would be mechuyev to do it. When it comes to something that's a little more severe, like donating a kidney, so then it's a great mitzvah, but you're not mechuyev to do it. This is somewhere in between the two. It's a little less comfortable than giving blood, and a little more comfortable, a lot more comfortable probably, than donating a kidney. So you could, Rav Shechter thought that this was not an absolute chiyuv, but it's certainly a mitzvah to do, certainly a good thing to do, but not a chiyuv to do. I think one could make a cogent argument after having gone through it and seeing how not a big deal it is, that one would be mechuyev to do, because obviously this chola, you are their only chance. They have no other chance of survival. They are going to die without you. And certainly by the time the donation date comes around, then they certainly wiped out the person's entire immune system, then really the person has no chance of living without you. But what about the Shabbos issue? So there is a major machlokas of contemporary poskim, Rav Moshe Shlomo Zalman. If let's say you have a doctor who leaves the hospital on Friday, he's going to be home Friday night, and he's on call again Saturday morning. So Friday afternoon he finishes work, he's off, he could go home, as far as his work, as far as the hospital is concerned, but he knows he's going to be on call again Saturday morning. Is he allowed to go home Friday night and then take a cab in or drive in on Saturday morning, on Shabbos morning, because it's Pikuach Nefesh, so he's going to be allowed to drive? Or do you say, no, he knows it's coming. He knows that he's going to need to be Mechal Shabbos. So if you know that you're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos, so set it up that you won't have to be Mechal Shabbos. So don't drive in. So Moshe, Nigros Moshe, Rechaim, Chalagal, Sim, Kuf, Lamed, Aleph, Paskins, that a doctor who will be on call has to stay near the hospital for Shabbos. He may not come home on Friday night. He holds that the Hetzer of Pikuach Nefesh is only Dechuya, which means you have to do whatever you can do in order to avoid Chal Shabbos. Now, Mori Virabi Rav Silver from Karen Biavne told me that he thought this tshuva was only about if you drive yourself, but having a guy drive you, even Rav Moshe would be Moda, would be okay on Shabbos morning. But that's not so pashut at all from Rav Moshe's tshuva. In the Shulchan Shlomo, Erchei Refua, there's a three-volume Shulchan Shlomo on Refua alone, on page Kuvav and Kuvzayin, quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman, that the doctor is allowed to drive in on Shabbos morning, and obviously Kal V'chomer can get a non-Jew to drive him. Now, it could be that this kula is only about a doctor who's going to be doing this on a consistent basis, and if we don't allow him this convenience, he may start getting lazy about saving lives. But Rav Shlomo Zalman says that Rav Shlomo Zalman holds that certainly you're allowed to, the doctor, at least in the doctor case, you're allowed to drive in Shabbos morning, and for sure, to have a guy drive you in Shabbos morning. So that's in terms of the Amira La'akum issue. It seems to be maybe a machlokas from Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman. Now, there's another issue. When I spoke to Rabbi Neuberger about this, he said, wait a second, forget about the Amira La'akum. What about Tchum Shabbos? Mistama, both of these hospitals are outside of the Tchum, and therefore you can be violating Tchum Shabbos. So you have to do some serious calculations to figure out, and you have to know the dinam of Tchum to figure this out. Rav Willig, okay, I don't want to get into all the details of Tchum, but it could be that Rabbi Broid pointed out to me that Roosevelt Island by the Queensborough Bridge helps in terms of the Tchum, depending on whose calculations of Tchum Shabbos you were. It could be that it wouldn't be outside of Tchum, but it's not so pashut at all. Now, practical opinion. So was I allowed to take the cabin on Shabbos morning? Was I not allowed to take it? So Rav Shechter said, Rav Moshe is absolutely correct. You're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos if you know in advance that the Chil Shabbos is coming. So take care of it on Friday. Don't be Mechal Shabbos. Rav Shechter Lashitaso said this past Friday, when we knew that there was a threat of a mandatory evacuation, he said all the rabbanim of the five towns should get together and they should announce, we're closing up shop, there's no shul to Shabbos, go somewhere else for Shabbos. 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, what do you have to be Mechal Shabbos tomorrow when there's a mandatory evacuation? Take care of it now so you won't have to be Mechal Shabbos. I sent such an email to my shul, no one listened, but I left town. I left at 2, 3 o'clock. That was before they announced a mandatory evacuation. Why wait to have to be Mechal Shabbos? You have to obviously when they declare mandatory evacuation, then obviously Mechal Shabbos. That's obviously Pikuach Nefesh. But anyways, Rav Shechter Lashitaso said that you have to go get a hotel room near the hospital and you'll be able to walk. Rabbi Sabalovsky thought that Rav Shlomo Zalman, generally speaking, is more correct, that you are allowed to, when you're a doctor, you're allowed to have a taxi drive you in on Shabbos morning, but he thought that in this situation, it's a one-time deal, you shouldn't take advantage of such kulas when it's just a one-time thing, so he thought that I should get a hotel room also. Rabbi Neuberger said, it's funny, Rav Shechter said, yeah, everyone holds like Rav Moshe, Rav Shlomo Zalman is very difficult. Rabbi Neuberger says, yeah, everyone holds like Rav Shlomo Zalman, no one holds like that Rav Moshe. There are others, they all hold like Rav Shlomo Zalman that it's mutter, and he thought that as long as you work out the tchum issues, that it would be fine to take a taxi. Rabbi Broid had an interesting suggestion. He said, why don't you take the Long Island Railroad? And then you won't have to do Amira La'akum. They're not doing any extra malacha for you. You have to carry your ticket and your stuff. He said you should hire a guy to carry your ticket for you. So that's Amira and carrying a ticket in the Carmelist. That's much less of an Amira La'akum. So I have a caddy that like walks along with you and carries your ticket and your stuff with you to go into Manhattan. So okay, that's it happens to be as it worked out. So I was going to do whether the person was a Jew or a non-Jew, but I was curious. I was curious what the chances were that I was saving a Jewish life versus not. So I asked the doctor. I said, you know, when we had friends of ours who suffered from leukemia, when we did bone marrow drives, we focused primarily on the Ashkenazi Jewish communities. So was that a smart idea, or it could be anyone, an equal chance that it could be anyone, because no one's giving me percentages. I wanted to know. So the doctor says, I get what you're asking. Yeah, the person you're saving is a Jew. So I said, I wasn't asking that. So she said, no, it's okay, the person you're saving is a Jew. So fine, so that gave me that knowledge. But then, as it turned out, they called me back a couple of days when I was working on this whole shiur, my Mechal Shabbos, not Mechal Shabbos. So they called me back, they said that it turns out that Cornell and Mount Sinai are booked through October, and this patient needs the transplant in August, so you're going to have to do it in Stony Brook, but we need to do it one day earlier. So your first shot's going to be on Friday, so you have to go to Stony Brook on Friday, but Saturday we'll already send a visiting nurse to your house. And Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care that I didn't have to do Mechal Shabbos, and you should know, if you're ever called back, it's not a big deal, you should take advantage of the opportunity to save another person's life.